Texas News on Missouri Net. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says another round of thunderstorms could return to the state today. A few of those storms could be strong to severe this afternoon and this evening along and south of the Missouri River with heavy rain, golf ball-sized hail, and gusty winds up to 60 miles per hour. The highest concern for the strongest activity will be south of I-70. The $34.9 billion state operating budget approved by the Missouri House last week includes cuts to the state's public colleges and universities. House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith told colleagues that all public 2- and 4-year schools would receive a 10% reduction over what was appropriated last year under the budget.
I realize that this causes consternation across the General Assembly, and it's not an easy thing to do, but again, we are looking at a tremendously difficult budgetary outlook here.
Smith says it's possible lawmakers will be called back for a special session this summer and says that if additional federal funding comes down, he'd like to see the money restored. Ashland Republican Sarah Walsh and Kansas City Democrat Greg Razor are calling on the Missouri Senate to restore about $700,000 in cuts to Mizzou's Next Gen Precision Health Initiative. A campaign attempting to expand Medicaid in Missouri has turned in nearly 350,000 initiative petition signatures, about twice as many as required. The Healthcare for Missouri campaign aims to put an estimated 230,000 additional low-income adults on government-funded health care. Governor Parsons says the state budget is tough enough to handle with the coronavirus outbreak, let alone if Medicaid is expanded.
There's absolutely not going to be any extra money whatsoever. As a matter of fact, we're going to have to make some tough decisions in the near future, just even think about balancing a budget.
The Missouri Secretary of State's office is charged with verifying the signatures to determine if the initiative will go on the November statewide ballot. 36 states have adopted Medicaid expansion measures. Kansas City area police agencies are offering condolences to the Overland Park, Kansas Police Department following the death of an officer in a shootout with a suspect. The off-duty police officer, Michael Mosher, was in uniform and on his way to work yesterday when he responded to a hit-and-run accident. Officials say, quote, at some point gunfire was exchanged, unquote. The suspect died at the scene but has not been identified. A fatal weekend boat accident on the Lake of the Ozarks. J.T. Gerlt from affiliate KTKS in Versailles has the details.
One person was killed and three others were hurt when a boat exploded Saturday afternoon at the Lake of the Ozarks. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 53-year-old Sean Carroll from Richmond Heights was killed. Two others suffered serious injuries and one suffered minor injuries. The boat exploded when the engine was started after being refueled. This was the first boating fatality of the year for Troop F of the Highway Patrol, which covers the Lake of the Ozarks. Reporting for Missouri Net, I'm J.T. Gerlt.
This is news on Missouri Net.